Perfect health comes from perfect thinking. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Perfect health comes from perfect thinking. How many times have we wanted perfect health? I've been having a little trouble at night. I've been going to bed and getting up and going to bed and getting up and going to bed and getting up and urinating and pissing, you know, and it used to be only once or twice a night, and now it's almost every hour on the hour. And that's not right. You understand that, Ingeborg? You understand that?
Yes.
I don't like it. Now, for me to talk about it, you say, well, Herb, why are you talking about it, you know? For me to talk about it is because I am doing things with it that I'm going to work on. Now, I sleep all the way through every night. I go to bed at whatever time, usually around 9 o'clock. I go to bed and I sleep straight through till 5 or 6 in the morning, whichever my pleasure is. Straight through. I sleep solid every night. I have the most intense, quiet, peaceful sleep that you could ever want. Intense meaning it's toward sleep, not toward nonsense, bad dreams or something like that. You know. So, I go to bed and I have perfect sleep. 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 I don't say I have to get up and piss every hour. I don't say that. If I say that, then I'm empowering that. If I think that, I'm empowering that. Now, I'm telling you this because it's just a good illustration. Now, I was walking up the path from the Hermitage to the monastery this morning on the way to breakfast. And as I was walking along, I said, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And I thought, if I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I shouldn't have to get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom. I should go once before I go to bed, and when I get up, I'm ready again. And I should not do that. I should not do that. Why am I doing that? Because I think I should do it. I have listened to all the doctors tell me, not about me, but tell me about other people and their prostate problems and their this problem and their that problem. I don't have that problem. I don't have that problem. My system is clear. My pipes are clean and my whole system is in order. If it isn't in order, I should say it's in order. Perfect health comes from perfect thinking. Perfect health comes from perfect thinking. I have perfect health, and I have perfect thinking. I think I have an ideal body. My body is not only the temple of the living spirit, my body is the ideal temple of the living spirit, the perfect temple of the living spirit. I am living in my ideal body. Now, I walked from the Hermitage up this rather steep hill coming up here to the monastery, and I wasn't thinking anything, but I was just thinking, God, I feel good. I feel wonderful. I feel fantastic. You know, getting up every hour on the hour in the night didn't bother me at all. I feel fantastic. And I said, now, if I feel so fantastic during the day, why don't I feel fantastic like this during the night? Because I think I don't feel fantastic like that during the night. I think I have to get up. Now, what am I doing? I'm putting a cause in motion of getting up. I'm putting a cause in motion of not having my body operate in its ideal form. Should my body be able to lay down at night and sleep solid all the way through? Should it?
Yes.
Should it? Should it?
It does.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. It does. But yes, it should. It does. Now, how does it do what it should do? How do I put the cause in motion to have it experience that? Well, I stopped thinking about problematic bodies. I stopped thinking about prostrates. I stopped thinking about tubes that are clogged. I stopped thinking about everything that is a hang-up. Because if I empower the hang-up, I empower the hang-up, and the hang-up becomes who, what, and where I am. And this is the silliest thing in the world because I know better. I walk around the path after breakfast each morning, and it's a couple miles around. I'm just having the greatest time in the world, and I feel wonderful. My legs feel great. My arms feel great. My body feels great, and I just feel wonderful. And you know what? Something else happens. Somebody else recognizes how great I feel. And that somebody else has to stick his head between my legs from the back and look up at me and say, "Pet me, Dad. Snuggle me." And so I snuggle him and pet him, and he loves it. He knows a perfect man. What a perfect dog, my goodness. And he keeps telling me, "Dad, you're the perfect man. Dad, you're the perfect man. Dad, you're fantastic." What do you say, Dad? Well, I feel like he's one of my sons, you know. I have lots of sons. I have one birth son, but I've got a lot of illegitimate sons all over the place, you know. And they're all ones that I love very dearly. I would turn over the kingdom to them if they wanted it. Now, why does Rex do this? Rex does that because he recognizes in me that I'm perfect. He recognizes in me that I feel good. He recognizes in me that I jump up from the bench without having to bend over and give myself a boost and get up and stuff. He recognizes that I am the ideal man. Now, when, and of course you're going to say now, when am I going to recognize that? Right now. Every time I think of my body, I am going to think of it as the ideal body. I'm going to think of my body as whole and perfect. Not, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. That's okay. But when I think about it, now, we had a talk this morning about, you know, building your house and adding an addition on and things like that. Now, did you have to slave over that talk? Did you have to work over the idea that instead of one child, you're going to have two? You've got to build a house big enough for two babies, you know, two extra bedrooms, you know, boy and girl. It was two girls, one, then two boys is one. It's not too bad, but the thing is, did you work at it? Was that a job? No. It was the most ordinary, wonderful thoughts you could ever want. You were not contested by it. You were not, it was not against your nature to think of the things that I talked about. You thought, that's nice, that's nice. And how about the mama and papa sitting down together and deciding what they want to do for their kid? How they want to help their kid. What kind of kid did they have?
Perfect.
A genius. A genius, the ideal, perfect kid. And so naturally, is that kid going to have any limitation? No way. Is he going to go to the best schools? Yes, whatever that school may be. Who knows what that school may be? Maybe he wants archaeology. You know, we don't know. And we don't care. All we want him to have the best foundation upon which to do whatever he wants to do. Well, now that's up to us too. We want the best foundation upon which we want to do. Do you want to experience and delight in a perfect body? Do you want to live in a body that functions absolutely perfectly all the time? Well, then start thinking about that type of body. If you're going to look into the internet and all that stuff for all the pills and all the problems that the body has, then you're going to be experiencing that kind of body. Now, there's nothing wrong with looking at pills and looking at these things because that's what you and our experience is. But what do you want? Are you going to look at all the elementary schools that for your kid? Or are you going to look for the colleges? The elementary school is what the elementary school is. You make the elementary school what it is. You say that child of yours has the best teacher in the world. And the best teacher in the world is at your little podunk school, you know, your little nothing school. The best teacher in the world. It doesn't have to be the finest university in the world, but the best teacher in the world is teaching your child in kindergarten, in first, second, third, on the other grades. You see, the best teacher in the world. That's because you put the cause in motion. Now, do you have a body that's filled with disease? Do you have a body that's filled with disease? Or do you have a body that's filled with ideal cells? Each one knowing exactly what you want it to do. Each one of the cells in your body is perfect, beautiful, fantastic, glorious now. How do you want it? It's up to us. Perfect health comes from perfect thinking. And so, I have the perfect body. I have the perfect mind. I have the perfect experience, the perfect world. And I'm surrounded by the perfect people. My mommy and daddy thought about my teacher and said, I have the ideal teacher. And everybody else may not think of that teacher as being ideal, but my mommy and daddy do, and I do. And my mommy and daddy didn't raise any dum-dum. They realized how great I am. And they're planning on me going to whatever school I want to go to, whatever field I want to go into, whatever thing I want to learn. Maybe it's just liberal arts, which is not a just, but maybe it's liberal arts, which is the composition of all of them. But I want to go to the best liberal arts school in the world. Maybe it's in Africa, you know? Maybe it's in Japan or India. I have to learn Japanese or I have to learn Indianese. He said, so what is it? You know? I go to the best. That's what my parents want for me. Then when did we stop? When did you stop? Your parents wanted the best for you, and when did you stop doing that and start taking whatever came? Yeah, we do that. It's up to us now. Perfect health comes from perfect thinking. Now, today, start thinking of your perfect health. Start thinking of your perfect being. Start thinking of your perfect reality. What do you want? Do you want to sleep all night long?
Yes.
All right, well then, work on it. I sleep all night long. I have beautiful dreams. I lay my head, I tell people, and that's true, I lay my head on my cushion, or even on a flat bed. I lay my head on the bed, or I lay my head on the floor, wherever I'm sleeping, doesn't matter. And I say, I am peace. I put the cause in motion, I am peace. And whew, next thing I know, it's morning. But when I allow other people's problems to get in my mind, other people's concerns to get in my mind. Now I told Ingeborg, when you sit down at the table here, you're to put on your napkin, you know, your bib, like we have. Who gave that to us?
Hildegard.
Vey. V-E-Y. Hildegard Vey from Germany. She was at the seminar with me in Switzerland, and I said, that is a wonderful chain you have for holding up your napkin, you know. And she said, you liked it, huh? I said, yes. Where can you buy them? They sell them at jewelry stores? This one is yours from me, a gift. But don't you dare lose it. She put that stipulation on there. And so, next thing I know, it was lost. And I found it again, but the thing is, you see, those are causes we put in motion. And so, you put that on every meal, even if it's only cracker crumbs. Because we don't mind washing your clothes, we don't mind doing these things, but you should. You should want to keep your clothes as pristine as possible. Just like Hildegard Bey. She is always a lady, and she's always fantastic. And she's got you beat by a couple of years, too. She's well into her 90s. Well, she came for her 50th wedding anniversary at one of our seminars about 40 years ago. You know? Yes.
That's right.
Yes, it's right. Yeah. And it was about that long. And if you don't believe it was that long ago, maybe it was 50 years ago then. You know? I don't care. But it was in Switzerland, and we had a good time. Now, you think your thoughts. Perfect health comes from perfect thinking. And don't fight it. You say no, I say don't fight it. The minute you say no, you're thinking of ways of fighting it. But when you say yes, then you're thinking of ways of fighting it. Just do it. I am the ideal being. I have ideal perfect health. I have ideal perfect body. I have ideal perfect friends. I have ideal perfect way that I'm living my life. I am immortal. Now, people may think saying that you're immortal is silly, but it's not, because you really are immortal. Your beingness goes on forever. You may choose different overcoats, you know, you may choose different cars to live in, but the thing is, your being continues, and it doesn't care what car it has. Tomorrow it's going to have a flotation car that just goes wherever you want. And maybe the next time you come back, it'll have a thought car. And you think your thoughts, and whatever you think your thoughts for, you do and are. You can do that right now. We can all do that right now. But perfect health comes from perfect thinking. So, I say to you, think perfect thoughts. And think it now. Because that's what matters. And if you don't know that I love you, I'm going to tell you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Love you.
Dankeschön.